Sometimes in life we have misunderstandings. Sometimes we overreact to situations, or we underreact. Regardless of the reaction, there needs to be an equal opposite reaction of forgiveness. That's right. I just dropped Newton's third law of forgiveness on yo butts. Booyah! My name is Ben Knight with the Nerd of Godcast. As we navigate this existence of ours, we're going to make mistakes. There are going to be instances where we make bad impressions, and, you know, maybe somebody makes a bad impression on us. Now, I don't mean bad impressions as in this Chewbacca impression that I'm going to do right now. No, what I'm talking about is the impression that you give as far as your character and how others perceive you. Now, I'll be the first one to admit that when I first meet people, I can be about as subtle as a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant. I do tend to come across as silly, you know, overexcited, or even downright annoying. Well, my burden to bear. Now, many times I've had to ask forgiveness after meeting new people several times. Their facial expression after my bull in a china shop-like introduction told me quickly that we weren't going to be besties. However, I always wanted to leave them with a last impression that would cancel out the calamitous first one. So I very kindly asked them to forgive my brashness and wish them a pleasant rest of their day, or to have fun at the monster truck rally. Forgiveness is not an easy thing, and a lot of times it's not so comical. It can be because of true pain that a person has left on you, or someone you know, or someone you love. While it's much easier sometimes to stay angry or leave a person unforgiven, we're not a mediocre Clint Eastwood movie. We need to forgive. Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Boy, that makes it a little easier, doesn't it? Forgiving others is a pretty small request when you think about God's forgiveness for us. Matthew 6:14 through 15 puts it another way. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others' sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Well, that puts it into perspective. No matter what life throws at us, we need to develop the ability to forgive. It's a skill that will not go unused, you know, like that degree in communications. I'm sure it seemed like a good idea at the time. Well, that concludes another swim through the ocean of spiritual guidance with me, Ben Knight. I suppose you're thinking of it as more of a dip in a kiddie pool. I forgive you for that. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. Wise men say forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.